Tonight on Your News at 6, giant breast implants, some helium, and a model's bizarre flight over Hollywood. That's tonight on Your News at 6.
Well, the real interesting item that is happening at the moment is a House resolution that has cleared committee to declare that the 1914 through 1970 massacre of Armenians by the then Ottoman Empire Turks was genocide. Now, usually you don't think about rewriting history 70 years later as being all that much of a problem, but in this case it is, because the Turks have been fighting against any declaration of genocide for years. They are threatening retaliation if this passes. The chances of it passing all the way through both the House and the Senate and then getting through the president are slim. President Bush is against it. The whole problem is that we have key air bases in Turkey, and about 60% of all of the materiel for the war in Iraq is passing through Turkey to get down to the areas, particularly in the north, where the Kurds and the area of the northern Sunni section are involved. The whole prospect of angering the Turks at this point is seen as a real problem. Condi Rice says that she doesn't feel that this is contributing to anything at the moment. So once again, the question of truth versus convenience raises its ugly head. Short strike yesterday. United Auto Workers went out before I finished newscasting in the morning, and before the afternoon was over, they had cut a deal. 5.5 hours of negotiations following the strike call. A retirement trust fund system will be set up to relieve Chrysler of the ongoing burden and also to give the unions control over that. You know, a few years down the line, those retirement trust funds in the hands of the union leadership could become a powerful political tool, just in case nobody's noticing. Afghan government swapped 6 of their Taliban prisoners for a German and 5 Afghan hostages taken in July, indicating that there is now some negotiation going on between the Karzai government and what passes for Taliban leadership, unless, of course, this was just a random rogue band of kidnappers. One never knows in Afghanistan. The House has passed that was the declaration of genocide thing. President Bush is threatening to veto a bill that would rewrite and to some degree, large degree, extend the Patriot Act provisions and FISA court regulations and things of that nature. Almost everything that the president wants has not only been given him in this bill, but more so what is now a 72-hour lock for getting a warrant from the FISA court is extended to 45 days before you have to even apply. It's the process of allowing the government to spy on Americans and anybody else they feel like is moving forward very rapidly, and the president threatening to veto is a little bit absurd. State Department and other U.S. agencies overseas are going to cut back on the use of private security contractors, for which you may read Blackwater and others. The problems with the alleged cowboy attitude and actions in Iraq. Although, you know, once you set up the criteria, which is your job is to protect the people you have been set out to protect, incidental, accidental, and other collateral damage is almost predictable. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip. Oh, the pig on the radio on a Thursday at last.